صلى الله عليه وسلم in a hadith that is found in Tirmidhi Sharif of Blessed Akha صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع. That a person who leaves his home in order to go out to seek knowledge of the deen, that person remains in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns to Allah. Therefore, as long as he is out seeking knowledge of the deen, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates their maqam and status. In the second narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one who learns one or two or three or four or five kalimat words about the fara'id, obligatory acts of Allah azza wa jal, and memorizes them properly and then teaches them to the people, will enter paradise. Now dear listeners and those of Qadr Channel, imagine an alim adeen, an Islamic scholar, who spends 5 or 6 years of his life seeking knowledge of the deen, seeking knowledge of fara'id. Not only knowledge of fara'id, but he goes deeper in knowledge of fara'id. And he takes knowledge of different fields of Islamic education. And then he goes back to his community. And he spends his entire life imparting his knowledge to the Muslim masses. Every Jum'ah that he stands up and delivers a bayan, every halqa that he sees, and he imparts his knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine what will be the status and maqam of the person on the day of resurrection, on the day of Qiyamah. So that is why we should all make this beautiful motherly intention that insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will make our children as ulama and scholars of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when you make your child an alim, a scholar of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your child will make dua for you. After you departed from this world, your child will pick up the Quran and recite for you. Your son will recite for you. Your daughters will sit and recite the Quran and send a peace alayhi salam to your ruh.